Hi, my name's Mark Brocker. I'm a pastor at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in Beaverton, Oregon. And also been working on a book called Coming Home to Earth, which will be published later this fall. And so this was a great opportunity here at Holden for me to share some of the insights that I've tried to develop in Coming Home to Earth. I begin the book by telling that as a young teenager in rural Wisconsin, I lay awake one night wondering whether I believed in Jesus enough to get to heaven. This getting to heaven anxiety I've reflected, I call an excessive focus on individual salvation and the loss of concern for the well-being of the earth community. So since then, I've been on a faith journey to come home to earth, as I call it. And I think leaving behind the earth is misguided. And so I've been on this journey to see what does it mean to come home to earth. So in the first session here at Holden, I told my story, but I also invited others to consider their own ecological autobiography, to think about where are they on their journey in terms of ecological concerns, earth care. But I also am dealing through these different sessions with the whole understanding of salvation that we have. The second session focused on, I called it Grieving with Earth, and the whole idea that God grieves when God sees how we are perhaps not caring for the earth that God has entrusted us with. And so try to get in touch with that grief and also with the grieving of the land and the earth. And the biblical testimony is clear that even the land grieves, and God grieves then when we as human beings do not care for it in the way that God hopes that we would. The third session called Conversion to Earth, and I think in our time it's very important that we focus not only on love of God and love of neighbor, but to really focus on what does it mean to love the creation and to love this earth home that God has given to us and entrusted us with, and to love all of God's creatures. So talk about that conversion experience from a focus on self to this focus on God and neighbor and the whole creation. And then the final session, I deal with two topics there. One is taking up our ecological cross, as I call it, and really looking, what are the sacrifices that we are being called to make in our time to address the ecological crisis, the environmental issues that are before us? And then I also lift up in that final session the parable of the prodigal son, but I talk about the parable of the prodigal species. And so in some sense, we have squandered our inheritance, our earth home, our inheritance. And so we are on this journey to come home to earth. And the good news in all this is that through all this, we believe in a God who loves us deeply. And so God is inviting us then to respond to that love by loving God, loving neighbor, and loving our earth home and all of its inhabitants. My sense is that I'm especially concerned with motivation and what will motivate followers of Jesus to make the radical changes in our way of life so that we can actually participate in the healing of the wounded earth and all its inhabitants, both human and non-human. And I don't think it's enough simply to scare or traumatize people about the ecological crisis. What I argue and try to make the case for is that we're far more likely to make needed sacrifices for our fellow creatures if we share in God's delight in and affection for them, and indeed cherish earth as our home.